031. Tuesday night. Nun Hey Yud Gimel. So the Mechaber Paschal is like Rabbeinu Yerucham, that the doorway is like the outside, and the Gra explains it that Adarabba, since you see in the Gemara that in the Azara they had to be Mekadesh it specially, it wasn't just included in the regular producers of Azara, so that shows that it's like the outside. And the Gra himself says, like the other Shitas, that Adarabba is like the inside, and they had to specifically exclude in the city of Yerushalayim, they had to specifically exclude that thickness of the walls, you know, of the doors into the city, so that the Mitzoroim could stand there, but they had to specifically exclude it, so you see it's like the inside. So that's an interesting, okay. But what you see is we're dealing with Kedushas based Knessas. That's what's interesting Zustel, to realize that the question of whether that place is mitzarech people to a minyan, it's not that Kedushas based Knessas, because it could be happening in a house also. I meant in, you know, it's the Zustel is to one of Kedusha. That's an interesting comparison. The Gemara doesn't really talk about a minyan. So all of these sheetas are extrapolating from this Gemara and Psochem. So it's interesting that the Gemara and Psochem really is dealing with the Kedusha of the place. And the question here is whether or not that's called inside or outside. You're dealing also with a Kedusha, whether the 10 people, which are called Be'asora Shechinta Sharia, so whether the Kedusha automatically will include that area of the doorway, you know, the Kedusha of this room, whether it includes that doorway. But you're dealing with Kedusha, so it's interesting. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk Tukah Ben Yeruchim, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down all the Mogen Avram, that it's like the inside. And then we saw a question with the door. If the doorway is on the outside, then certainly the thickness of the door, if the door is on the outer part, so then certainly the Adifrayim holds, and certainly it's like the inside. Okay, so that's what we had. That was Sifyud Gimel. Sifyud Dalid, we'll go on out of Sifyud Dalid. Sifyud Dalid is okay. Mishayim v'achoy beis haknesses v'beinayim chalom. So there's a window. Let's say there's a door, an upper story. It could be the Ezes Noshim. Ubinam chalon. Afilu gavoa kama komos. Even if it's many komos high, so it's not, the point being, it's not that chalon, that room is not shoved to this karka. We'll see that makes a difference, according to some shittas. So the Mechaber is saying it doesn't make a difference, even if it's high up. We'll see. Whether the Ezes Noshim is considered to have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is a shaila in and of itself, which we won't be dealing with today. Today we're just dealing with Hilchas Itztarfus L'Minyan. You have five people down there and five people up there, are they mitzarev to a minyan? Are they considered to be in the same place or not? Whether or not that place has Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is not relevant to the shaila of whether that place and this place is called the same place or not. Okay. So the Mechaber says someone's in the back and there's a chalon, even if it's very high up. Even if it's not four tefachim by four tefachim wide, that has relevance in Hilchos Erevin. If anyone is acquainted with Hilchos Erev Chatzeres, when there's a wall between two places and they want to make one Erev, there has to be a window. By the way, a window in the time of Chazal is just a hole in the wall. That's what window. When the word window, chalon, comes up in the Gemara or in the Rishonim, don't think about this. Think of a wall with a hole in it. That was their window. So we're talking about a hole in the wall. So the Hilchos Erevin, it has to be 4x4 tefachim wide. Because it has to be a usable area where you can pass things from one area to the other. That's Mitzara of the areas in Hilchos Erevin. Okay, so that's Mitzara of the areas in Hilchos Erevin. Here, the Mechaber wants to speak out. It's not relevant. We're not dealing with usage. We're not dealing with passing things one to another, using it as one room. So it's not Nogeya being 4x4. Afilu Eina Rochav Arba, Umara Lampanov. And he's smiling. There's a guy by the window there. He's smiling. He's there, his face is there. Misham is Tarifi Moim Lasara. It's really very hard to see if, and I'll tell you why in a second. So the Mechaber, it's not clear what the Mechaber is saying. He's saying there's a hole in the wall, that's the Chalon, and there's a guy up there, so if he shows his face, he's Mitzaref La'asara. If he shows his face. Agor, then the Rambam comes along and says as follows. Gagin, the roof, Ba'alios, Gagin Ba'alios, and upper stories, Inam B'chlal Ba'ayus, Pa'omen Aleihem, Einam Mitzaref. Okay, so you have like this. You have a chalon, which means there's a wall, and then there's a hole in the wall. A wall separating two areas, and then there's a hole in the wall. So that's called a chalon. Okay? The Gemara also talks about ove hachomo, which is the equivalent of a chalon. Except ove hachomo would be on top, if someone is on top of the wall. Again, there's a wall separating two areas, and someone's on top of the wall. Then you could talk about the gag. Gag, right, on top, which is really a different rishus, and Alios would be mamish upper rooms, like the Ezes Nosh, like a whole separate area. That would be called Alios. So the Gemara talks about in the Beis HaMikdash where the Gagim va'Alios niskadshu. If you, the Azor is what's kadosh. So if someone's standing on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, or for that matter, if he's on top of a wall in the Beis HaMikdash, or if there's Alios, let's say there's a Sloshim in the Beis HaMikdash, what they built, but there's some Kaz Beis HaShoeva, and you eat Kachi Kachim there, that has Kedushas Azara. So this is a Shaila of Gagim, Alios, and such areas, or Chalonos, and such areas. So now, what is the Mechaber saying here? So the Mogen Avraham learns that this chalon that's kavoa kama komos. So if we talk about chalon, we're technically talking about like a hole in the wall, and it's high up. So it's the Mogen Avraham holds that's considered a different area. Once it's high up, once it's in the airspace and it's in the wall, that's called a different area. And therefore, when the Mechaber says someone's really in a different area, Mishomi Dachori Beis Hakneses of Enam Chalon, Afilu Gavoa Kamakomos, Afilu Enu Erech Vabo, Umaro Lehamponov Mishom, Mitztarif Imorim Lasora. So it's a different area. And according to the Mogen Avraham, the Mechaber is really saying, like the lenient Shitas, that even if you're in a different area, but if you see each other, it's good enough. According to the Mogen Avraham, this Mechaber here is saying like the lenient Shitas, that even if you're in a different area and you see each other, that's what Mitzaref to a minyan. And when the Mechaber says, Umar Elohim Bonav, and he's showing his face to them, he means he sees them. He sees them. That's what it means. They see each other. And when the Ramah says, Hagor, Gagim Valios Enam Bechlal Bayas Va'omin Aleihem Enam Mitztaref is talking about that they're not seeing each other. And it's a little schwer, the Mogen Avraham has to admit, because the Mogen Avraham didn't have to run to Gagim Valios once they don't see each other. He could have stuck with Chalonos. He could have stuck with the Chalon. the hole in the wall and said, but if you don't see each other, you're not mitzdarif. Why did he have to run to things that are mamish, a different reshus, like a different area? Yagim va'alios. So that's a little schwer. So again, according to the Magen Avraham, the Mechaber's din is the cooler that the Mishnah Berurah brought down earlier, that even if you're in a different room, in a different area, but if you see each other, you're mitzaref to a minyan. It's the Magen Avraham Shita. These are called a different area. It's a different area, but you're mitzaref to a minyan. If you see each other. And the Ramah could have said a bigger chiddush, but he chose to say this, and it's talking about they don't see each other. Okay. Other achronim learn a completely different pshat in the Mechaber. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. What? The Ramah's not really a chiddush. What about midnis? The Ramah's shver. Not really a chiddush. If you want to say a chiddush, you should have stuck to the chalon and said, if you're in a chalon and you don't see each other.
He's not even arguing. Yes.
According to the other achronim, the chalon is not considered a different area. It's considered part of this room. It's considered part of the room. And Umar Lahem Ponov, so the fella is, just means he sticks his head. Doesn't mean because they see each other. It means he sticks his head in that area, which is the same area as the shul. So if he sticks his head in that area, he's mitzaref to a minyan. Of course, it's the same area. You know, the guy is, let's say, outside on the scaffold. And let's say there would be a hole in the wall running through to the outside. So then the Mechaber is saying, if the guy just sticks his head into the chalon, so he's mitzaref to a minyan, because he interprets, these other Mordechai to be exact, he interprets it that it's the same area as the shul, even though it's high up. And all the Mechaber is saying is that if you just stick your head there, that's good enough, and you mitzaref to a minyan. Yeah, in the chalon. He sticks his head in the chalon. He doesn't have to put his whole body there.
The same part of his body is inside the same room.
Even just his head.
Yeah, but I think Yosef, right, does he have to pass the depth of the window hole?
No, in the window. In the window.
Right, so what about today when there's a real and actual window?
I don't know how you stick your head in a window nowadays.
No, so I'm saying, well, the DVD is going to stick his head in a window.
So he won't. So it depends what the pshat in the Mechaber is. If the pshat in the Mechaber is like the Magen Avraham, that seeing each other makes him mitzuref to a minyan, so then you see him. He's right up there. You say, hi, you see him. You give him mitzuref to a minyan. But according to the other achronim, that the point of the Mechaber has nothing to do with seeing each other. It has to do with that you're in the same reshus. And that's the point of the Mechaber. So then, if you're not in the same reshus, you're not. And that's what the Ramon says, according to the achronim. Agav, the Gagin Valios, though, in contrast to the Chalon, ain't a Bechlal bias. And therefore, even if you're there, showing your face, ain't a Mitzdarif. Because that's the sheetus that even if you see each other, if you're in a different rishus, it doesn't help. So there's mamash two different interpretations of this Mechaber and Ramah. Magen Avraham's way, and the other one is the Maimon Mordechai's way. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mi she'o min achori beis haknesis, u'b'neiam chalom, afilu gadoa kamakomos, afilu einu rachu rabboa, mitztarif imam ma'asora, if he shows his face. Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah you see learns like the Magen Avraham. Dafti yesh hefzik mechitza beinayim. It's called a hefzik. Kibon the maral hamponov doimel b'mashim b'vur lekamim b'simul kuduk sadekei linyan zimun. The mitzosim roan elu aselu. If they see each other, it's darfin. Yim came lefizah poshut haomdim bezus noshim u'v'mechitza amafsekes. Right is. Five people down here, even, and five people up there. If a mechitza amafsekes, or anywhere the Ezra's Noshim is, there's a chalon, umarwa and ponov mishon, and they could see each other, mitztarfim or ma'asorah. Because came to Yesh belado asorah, nechshav fila b'tzibur al yaday zeh. So this is funny. It's funny that Mishnah Berurah says this so calmly, And then he says, the apple became Yosef Toiv, and the monocle will there in the base of Knesset Sheyere, if he can come down, he's talking practically, he should please step down into the shul. The Yeshme Achronim Shechokin Likur Hadin, that's the other Achronim, the Maimon Mordechai. Or those that he brought down yesterday in the previous sif that don't hold of the whole seeing leniency. The Sovim in Yoneno in the Dome Klal Uziman. You can't compare the necessity of 10 that you need to say Kedusha and Kaddish and to have 10 people, Shechina there. You can't compare it to the din of Zimun that are seeing each other is enough. So what am I saying? It's funny. Again, the Mishnah Berurah later on we're going to see Paskins. Yesterday he seemed to be noted that seeing is enough. And it's a chumrah to say it's not. And we saw later on he says, B'shasat chak, ula yeshu hokel. Here, he's very happy saying that the Mechaber and the Ramah paskin that way. It's like, what's his problem? If the Mechaber and the Ramah paskin that way, why is he so hesitant? Okay. And Dagen Balios, see, he's going with the Mogen Avram. Wait, let me finish the next Mishnah Berurah, please. Dagen Balios is the Ramah. They are no good. And the Mishnah Berurah says, if they're not seeing each other, since we're talking about they're not seeing each other, so that's how the Mishnah Berurah is interpreting this. If Rav Usa he should have said a bigger chiddush. Afilu chalomos, rechovos, and mukos. Kol shein neshovos lekarka. If they're a different area, the karka based up nesses. Avim uoymed the toichamena mitzdarif. Well, they can't see each other. It's called a different area because it's not shove it to the floor of the shul. Anything off the floor is a different area, according to the Mogen Avraham.
Yeah.
You need some people to be able to see some people. You need at least one person down here to see one person up there, going to those sheetas.
Yeah.
You have to talk louder, I'm a little getting deaf. We're talking about off the floor. If it's not shoved to the karka of the shul, let's say it has to be 3 tefachim high, okay? There's notion for sure, it's a completely different area. That's called Alios. That's not called the Chalon. That's called Alios. A Chalon is a hole in the wall. So the Mogen Avraham holds, once it's off the floor, it's based on the Sugyan Tzokhim. Once it's off the floor, it's not part of the Azor anymore. It's not part of the Beis HaMikdash. Off the floor is a different area, according to the Mogen Avraham. It has to do with the Chalon is a hole in the wall. Because if it's down there, then it's certainly...
It's not a door.
What makes it a different area is the fact that it's not Shavu Lekar. That's what makes a Chalon. What makes the Azus Noshim a different area is that it's a Mechitza. What makes a Chalon a different area is that it's not Shavu Lekar. This really depends on a girsa in the Gemara and Pesachim, whether you need shovel or karka. People are surprised to learn that it's not so poshut that you can eat a carbon pesach on the second floor of a house in Yerushalayim. Maybe you have to be on the first floor of the house. Maybe you have to be by the karka, because maybe gagin valios lo niskachu, and maybe the second floor of a house, maybe, doesn't have Kedushas
Yerushalayim.
Maybe Kedushas Yerushalayim is only the ground floor. Maybe. It's not poshut. Depends on the gear system. So the moment I've learned that it's not shoved to the floor, it's a different area. So that's why everybody wants to be on the ground floor in Yerushalayim. Okay. So this is a difficult sif. Again, according to the Mogen Avraham, it's paskaling the kula, which is good to know. But according to the Achrayim, it has nothing to do. The funny thing is what does Umar Lahemponov mean in the Mechaber? According to the Mogen Avraham, it's just a way of saying they can see each other. And according to the Maimon Mordechai, it doesn't mean nothing to do with seeing. It means he sticks his head in.
So Mogen Avraham sounds better than Lashon Hara. Which one's better?
I'm not deciding. I'm neutral. I've learned. I've been burnt. I've learned how to take sides.
What are they doing?
What?
They're burnt by the second floor.
Tesvot. Imiksosan bifnim. ומקצוסם בחוץ, ושליח ציבר תויך התנס החום הצערפו. Okay, in other words, everything we talked about yesterday is if I'm a person is in the doorway. Like I told you in Lakewood, that's what they did. They had a huge room. Someone chapped at some point that Tzuris HaPesach, because there's columns and beams.
You mean the original old Sikha?
No, I'm talking about also where the Sikha Minyan is now. So there's huge beams and pillars, and someone chapped that they form a Tzuris HaPesach, and maybe halachically, legally, this one huge room is really two rooms. And there comes a time, let's say a Mincha Gedoyla, or in the summer when Nates is 5:15, that is five people there and five people there. And so they moved the chazan place to right in those width of those of that area. That's where the chazan and the Sikha Minyan Lakewood stands today.
Maybe he's in neither place now.
And that's this din. No, so that's, you're right, maybe. So that's why we're learning. Shulchan Aruch in Tezlov, in Mitzosim Bifnim, Mitzosim Bechutz, Ushliach Tzibur Teich HaPesach. He's in the middle. Who mitzarfa? Not every tenth person. A tenth person wouldn't count. We're going now to Tocha Pesach. We're going Bachutz. Remember yesterday, the Mechaber Paschal Zagabina Yeruchim. That Tocha Pesach is called outside. But the Shliach Tzibur has a unique status. He draws everyone together. He binds the Olam together. Everybody's focused on the Shliach Tzibur, and therefore he's mitzarfa the people.
Is that the Kavanah in the old place and the left?
No.
They had the
what?
He was there sometimes in Shliach Tzibur. Maybe it's because we couldn't hear him in the tent when they had the tent.
Oh no.
He was in
the tent. He wasn't in the Pesach. He was totally in the tent.
He wasn't in
he wasn't at the Pesach.
The Bima
was in the Pesach. Okay, who mitzarfa Mishnah Brura and Dalit? The Chivan Shahu Shatz. Very interesting. I don't know if it's psychological. It's halachic. It seems very esoteric. Since everybody's focused on the Shliach Tzibur, so he's like everybody's focused on that one thing. So he brings everything together. He's mitzarif everyone because everyone's focused on him. Interesting idea. The Kosh game, certainly im Tisha b'fnim v'hu b'toch ha-pesach. Right, if there's nine and he's the tenth and he's Tocha Pesach, to whom it's Tarif Lohem. They heed the Sif Yud Zion that we're gonna have, that if he's in the smaller room and there's a bigger room, so he's not, it doesn't help, he can't be Motzi then. So, he's in the bigger one, they're in the smaller one. Right, because she was who Chutzak Daila, a Mufug Me'at Zibur. And it's there, it's a totally different area. That's what happened to the Zion. This isn't always true. If the Shliach Tzibur is in a totally different area, there might be other rules if he's Mitzarev or if he's Mosi. But here he's Tocha Pesach, he's waffling. See the two areas. So Uvodamacher Sheinu Shatz. Now this is a very unique Sif. It's a Shliach Tzibur in the Pesach. We'll be seeing later a Shliach Tzibur in a totally different area. Doesn't work. Can't be Motzi them. That'd be Kiddush. If that's so relevant, this Kiddush to us. Because we don't have a Shliach Tzibur being Motzi anymore. But this really, halacha, you could have 20 people in a room, and the Shliach Tzibur's in a different room, he can't be Motzi them. Even if they hear him. A Kiddush. Because he's not part of the Tzibur. He's a Shliach Tzibur. If he blows shofar, they'd be Yotze. Right? The Yotze, no, who cares if they're not in the same room? But the Shliach Tzibur has to be part of the Tzibur. So even if there's 10 without him, he's not part of the Tzibur, he can't be Motzi. So that's what we're learning here. If he's Tocha Pesach, he can be Motzi. But in Sifyud Zion, we'll have a case where he's in a totally different entity again. And conversely, if Stama person is in the Pesach, and there's exactly 10, we got a problem. He's not Mitzarev, there's no 10.
Did they say a word about the Motzi Sifur and said about Mitzarev?
No,
it's the same thing.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about if there's a Shliach Tzibur. When Sif Yud Zion says that if the Shliach Tzibur is in a different area, it says he can't be Motzi then. He's not even talking about a minyan, Sifyut Zayin. He's talking about being Mosi the Tzibur. When we started the halacha, look what it said in Sifyut Gimel. Read Sifyut Gimel. Tzorach Shehiyu. Read it. All the ten have to be in one place, and the Shliach Tzibur has to be with them also. That's how we started with the halacha. Right? So that's two halachas. The ten have to be in one place, and the Shliach Tzibur has to be with them. But that's only, I suspect it's only Shliach Tzibur that's Mosi then. Our Shliach Tzibur is maybe not.
Maybe
he can't say Kedusha, but there's only 10 people in his room. But if there's 10 in that room and 10 in that room, and they're talking in a different room, maybe they can answer our Shliach Tzibur. We're talking about being Mosi. Okay, let's just go over this Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, and a different person that's not the Shliach Tzibur, so he's also not Mitzurah. The Chol's there, and again the Mishnah Berurah weighs down on the side of the lenient people. He said, I want to remind you people, all it is that they can't see each other. If they can see each other, there's no problem.
Even with your tzibers?
Right. The Chol's there, Davka, B'shein, and Roy, and Eilu, and Eilu. Avala, Miktsos, and Roy, and Eilu, and Eilu, B'chol, Gavne, in all cases. Everything's cool. Then he says, Dayan, the Kamim, Sifyut Chesed, Kotten, and Zion. I suspect that's where he says that you should only rely on that leniency, B'shas, Adchak. Yeah. That's what he says. But here he says it like very calmly. And again, according to the Pogan Avram and the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber and the Ramah hold of the leniency. So it's really a very strong leniency, and it really solves most of the problems in shuls when this happens. And people get all excited. So, okay, it's true, the Mishnah Berurah ends up saying in one line that you should only rely on it for Shas HaTchak, but realize it's a very solid leniency. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber and the Ramah pask in it. So, okay, good. So the Sikhan Minyan, sometimes it was a huge room. No one chapped that maybe halachically it's two rooms. So a lot of times, people want to daven, they want space. So there would be six there and four there in the summer. There was only
sorry, since they could see each other.
They saw each other. It's the evidence. You want to dive in the chachil?
It's smaller than the room is all full.